Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast, episode 153. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Salahu and Altan.
Sel Sidebottom.
And Azu.
We've made it out from self-contained little bubble universe of death into an even smaller bubble universe of a cell where everyone is forced into one another's company for an extended period of time.
But at least nothing's trying to kill us yet.
So...
Only each other.
Yes, exactly.
As it stands, I am going to do what I did last time, which is I am going to leave it to the group as to how they would best like to have this time proceed. Do you want to get a bunch of conversations out of the way and then call the time? How do you want to do it?
Let's do some convos.
So I have one immediate thing to set the scene.
Okay.
Right, so it's going to be quite boring down here. So...
Speak for yourself. Cell becomes a rat.
I said boring, not small, but fair enough.
Just runs around.
Can you still turn into stuff?
No. So, interestingly,
oh.
The way...
Oh, anti-magic
field. So the way that it would work is... I'm going to tell you as a GM, and then I'll leave you to figure it out. Because of the way it's set up, you can turn into a rat in the portion between the cell door and then the corridor, which then leads up to the inn.
Okay.
But the second that you enter the actual cell, it stops and you revert.
Okay.
So it's a thing where if you try it in the cell, nothing.
Yeah.
But it depends. I don't know how people would share that info.
I mean, do you start
then
just
weird.
Run into the cell and you're like, poof.
Oh, that,
that's never happened before.
That's never normally happened.
Oh, that's anti-magic field in there.
Ah,
so.
Steps out of the room and becomes an octopus.
Weird. No, I was gonna, and I reach under the guardsman's chair and like pull out a sort of drawer tray full of like cards and board game type stuff and Harrison Campbell books.
You're still outside of the cell. It's under the guards tray, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cell with several of their eight arms.
Oh no, like, that's
reaches
so
over.
Cell
takes several cards.
You're ruining the cards. The geek in Alex is getting real annoyed.
Is that with their suckers? And oh, holding them up.
Don't tear them.
Like the octopus looks nonplussed.
Okay, right. Anyway, that so we won't go stir crazy. At least.
Good idea, Zolf. Thank you.
By the way, to fit everyone in here, you basically have at least one, maybe two people having to lounge basically on the stairs in order to do that. This is not an appropriate space, and I will say now, there's no version, like, this is obvious to all of you, there's no version this is going to work for a week.
Mm-hmm.
How that shakes out is still up in the air, but the more people than space.
We'll gaffer tape cast the ceiling eventually.
Are you saying 3 days later, slam cut, there's lines of gaffer tape through the cell, and everyone's like, no, this is my size!
Yeah, cell has constructed out of spare uniforms that were lying around, like a hammock above everyone.
Let's circle this back around to the immediate.
Okay, sure, okay. Yep, anyway. Yep.
Well, can we presume it's like the next morning? Because we had a long day, we all probably slept.
Eat and sleep. Yeah. And, like,
so just... I'm going to assume like our health is back up too.
Yeah.
The next morning, so that's another four creatures that Cell can become.
Actually, I'm going to have to check my spell list to see if there's anything that can help quality of life.
Congrats to all, by the way. All your features are now properly active permanently. I know it's already covered before, but I'll say it again. There's no need for the sort of like, oh, I don't know this spell or whatever. Yes, you do.
Yeah. I've got Zone of Truth. We can play Truth or Dare.
Yes! Why has that never occurred to me? I've played these games for years.
It's better than that though, because if you're sitting on one side of the room, you're in the Zone of Truth. If you move to the other side, you can lie all you want.
There's so many permutations of games.
So I'm preparing the maximum amount of melt into stones that I can a day, so I can just become the wall if I need to. Best way to nope out of a conversation. Yeah. Just, like, just Homer Simpson into the wall.
I'm not joking. Cell becomes an octopus quite often.
I love that we've discovered this about Cell.
I realised that people were doing maths on the Discord of like, what kind of level or spell is this? Because Lydia said she could do this like 17 times. No, I was wrong. That's because I thought I could do all my spells as many times as whatever. And no, that's a level 3 spell. And Cell can only do 4 level 3 spells a day.
So,
octopus.
The first night.
4 times.
Goes poorly. Carter, unless people actively try and stop him, tries to sleep on the sort of guard side of the anti-magic cell. Barnes takes first sleep on the stairs.
Ooh. Get back.
Basically just trying to do people a favour. And the rest of you, there should be enough space for all just...
Helen's face!
Hammond's fine. Yeah. He doesn't get claustrophobic. He can snuggle up with Azzy.
But yeah, first night goes poorly for Barnes, and he forces Carter to move so that he can then sleep during the morning, because he's just like, his pack's completely gone. I am going to give you a little bit of time. If you want conversations, I'd suggest taking them, because if you'd give me none, the week will pass, and then there we are.
What should we talk about?
Zulf, I feel like I should apologise. I know I haven't really been following the rules exactly, and I'm sorry, but... I know I am sorry, and I know I should... I'm sure that these rules exist for a reason. It's just, it's really hard being thrust into them suddenly without having lived through it all, and I still don't feel like I know every protocol, and I was really worried about my family, and I was very defensive about that, and I want to apologise, and I will try and be better, and I'm going to try and maintain operational security, because... I trust you, and I trust Wild
Hammond, these rules exist for a reason. Hammond, there is no need to apologise. I don't expect an apology. Like, I understand. You are going through an awful lot. We've had, you know, like a year and a bit to adapt to this, so don't worry about it. But maybe put the stone in the cell.
Oh, it's in my bag of holding, which will be in the corner of the cell.
All right.
And therefore unopenable.
Yeah, great. Yeah, so look, I know. And yeah, I just look. We
need to.
Yeah, left. I left weirdly. All right, I did that. That happened. So I don't know. If you got any questions about stuff?
Well,
something like that.
I mean everything. Yeah, but I mean, we need to get better at working together again, because it didn't go very smoothly in the
Well, honestly,
lighthouse.
We were never that good at working with each other anyway.
I mean,
no. I mean, like, literally to the rest of, like, no, that's not. That's not a revelation. We both know this.
You said it out loud, and that makes it different. Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was that bad. I mean,
really?
Cell goes again.
Q. Paris
seemed all right in Dover.
I think this is supposed to be a private conversation.
No. We're all stuck in this. box like, together. We can't have private conversations.
We can
really,
pretend.
Can we?
No, I don't mind. I've spent a lot of time not talking about things. I'm fine to talk about things. I haven't got anything that I need to hide from people. So, you know, ask away if you not
well, what,
don't
what?
Interrogate. But you get it, right?
Leans over the balcony. They've constructed a hammock that's hanging along the top of the. So,
I'll allow it.
So that they can stretch out. Because otherwise, Sel leans over and says, "Not hiding anything. Have you ever been romantically involved with that really cold guy up there?"
What, Wild? No.
Okay, that's
No, I care about him, but no.
All right. I mean, just checking.
I mean, the man's an ass.
That hasn't stopped me sometimes in the past.
Yeah, Carter tried. Didn't go well.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I can see that.
Carter makes a rude gesture and continues to play solitaire.
I think we rest our case.
I mean, no. What I was referring to, Zolf, and I guess maybe Q was a good example of it, is, you know, you used to call the shot when we were worked as a team before. You used to call the shots most of the time, and that did work reasonably well. And then when you left, I had to do that, and now we're both used to being the one who calls the shots, and it led to some friction while we were. I mean, I think that was obvious to everyone.
Mm.
Yes, I'm glad you two are having this talk
from the corner. You could just fight it out.
We don't have space for a proper.
I mean, if we all like go up to the walls, they could just, you know.
No,
I don't go.
I mean, they are quite small, but
we
I still
are not,
think that's a
this
bad.
Is not...
Why don't you gamble the?
I'll take 4-1
on
the halfling
on a card game.
Right, first of all, Carter, if you take 4-1 on the halfling, if Hammer tries to actually fight, we'll all die.
What?
He's very explodey,
yeah,
which
in there
I respect.
Not.
Like, if we have a punch up, of course I'll win because you know. But he's a.
All right. Okay, 8-1 then.
No.
What?
No. We're not doing.
I mean, actually, some of the things I can do are not technically magical.
What?
Oh, really?
I walk into the cell, pop my claws out.
Oh, that might make things a bit. Look, I'm not. No, we're not fighting.
4-1?
Shut up.
Shut up, Carter.
Thank you.
That's not the point, anyway. We're adults and we can converse like adults and sort this out properly. I don't, like, Zolf understands this particular mission and this world better than I do, and I think Zolf should probably be the one to call the shots, but we need to do that properly, and I would like to request that you, Zolf, that you take into account perhaps a little better that we tailor our tactics to the strengths of the group we have. That's what I feel was not necessarily being done previously, and that's why I was getting frustrated.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't matter to you as much, but, you know, well, we used to be a mercenary group with contracts and a formal system and everything, and I guess we're not anymore.
No. I mean, you know, we're a rebel cell, though the things that aren't the rebels are, I don't know, whatever is. This is the thing. I don't know. We're riffing. We are riffing this. Nobody has any idea what is going on. That's the problem. So I'm not going to pretend that I know the situation. I thought we wanted to be stealthier. Like, the main thing was you did that fireball and blew out all those windows. Oh. That was it.
Sel leans down and double thumbs up. Excellent fireball.
as I said at the time, I did not feel that was necessarily the best decision, but I also do not agree that it was the poor decision that you made it out to. But I feel multiple times that you would start to treat me as a child and make passive-aggressive comments at me, and I want you to know that since we worked together, I've come a long way, and I'm not the same. Well, I am fundamentally the same kid you knew, and, you know, I'm still not that old because I guess I haven't lived through the 18 months, but I have come a long way, and I don't appreciate being talked to in that way or those comments being made, Zolf. And I wanted to air this out while we've got this time because it did, I think, not necessarily help us all work together, and I just feel like it's worth addressing now while we've got this enforced, you know, downtime before the next harebrained adventure.
Are they always like this?
I don't know. I've not seen them together for long.
All right, fine. I get it. You've done stuff. You have experience with this kind of stuff. I don't know. I just harebrained adventure, all that kind of stuff. I don't. Sometimes I feel like maybe you don't take things as maybe seriously as you could. Fundamentally, I think it's still a bit of an adventure. This isn't the fact you refer to it as an adventure, I think, kind of
That's a fair point. I guess it's not so much that I don't think it's serious. It's that's how I cope with things and how I force myself to keep going when stuff seems, you know, impossible, is I have to try and convince myself it's worth it, and I have to treat it that way, because otherwise the scale of it and the scope of it will just leave me a nervous wreck. And I apologise for that. I'll do better as well.
We've all got our own coping mechanisms, I will say, looking at Azu. And that's fine, right? Like, just, you know, as long as I don't overwhelm
you.
But also, like, fine. I think we've said our things, we've heard what we have to say. This is not something that's going to be resolved in one conversation. We have to work at it. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a difference. Also, we are not the only people here. And I don't know what Azu and Sel, you know, Barnes and Carter, I've worked with more than we ever have.
Yeah. Really? That's a good point. I hadn't really thought of it like that. It's weird when you look at the now time past. It felt like so much longer.
Well,
Carter in the corner just pipes up. Yeah, generally we just let him be grumpy when he wants. It just makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, I found that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right?
Like, all right, I get it.
Have you done the thing where you invent a problem for him to solve?
That's a great idea, actually. We had enough problems. Turned out we were not short.
Make sure it's a punchy problem, not a thinky problem. He doesn't like the second half.
Oh, no, he does not.
No,
like
he does not.
No.
I think fundamentally, the two of you just need to give each other more credit.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
I think I'm just...
I don't think she was talking about you.
Neither did I.
Oh, right, okay. Just checking.
It's a valid opinion.
Yeah, it is a valid opinion.
Thank you, Barnes.
So I thank you for letting me bring that all up. I know it's not easy, and I know we've still got stuff to work on. I felt like it was worth clearing the air, because I do have a lot of complicated feelings about everything that happened. And like you said, when you left, it was really difficult. And
yeah,
well, but I did miss you, and it's really good to be working together again, Zolf.
I guess the thing I haven't said is I'm sorry about all of that. Shouldn't have done it. I mean, maybe I should. I don't know. Like, but I stand by what I said back then.
I understand that.
It wasn't a good choice, but I think it was the right one. You know, as
I know what you mean.
Tell, like, I've changed.
Yeah.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Gesturing at the hair, the legs, and like, yeah, I just, lots happened.
Is that a new haircut? Is that?
I didn't, I don't know. Like, something happened
all
with
right.
The, fine.
I assume it's a magic.
So I used to be... Right, fine. I used to be a cleric of Poseidon.
Yes.
You said then you broke up with him.
Right, so basically, I became a cleric of Poseidon because they saved my life, and I felt I owed them something. And I tried and I tried, and I just didn't get it.
In fairness, the Poseidon lot are a bit of a nose.
I mean, they are.
A bit of a what?
Bit of a nose.
What's a nose?
You know, like...
Pain in the arse.
Yeah, nose.
Huh.
You learned something new.
Like nauseating, I guess.
Bit
of a nose.
We would call that a camel in the pants.
I was going to respond, but Bryn is not ready. Bryn's gone.
Hey, Helen. Got him.
No, yeah, I can see how that would get old, yeah.
Fair. Well, you know, it's something that you don't want then, which is very inconvenient.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, I mean...
How does the camel wear the pants?
What?
No, the camel's trying to get into your pants.
Like a ferret up the trousers.
Yes.
Or like a carter in any conversation. Hey! Ooh, solitaire.
Yeah, so, I mean, that, basically, something that was irritating and didn't fit, and that was Poseidon. And I didn't understand him, and he didn't understand me, so I stopped. I don't think I actually ever really believed in him. I don't know if he believed in me. Something was going on there, but it was...
He must have done if you could work with...
I guess. Maybe he thought I was a project. But anyway, I'm not being...
I don't think the gods work like that.
Poseidon does.
Again, the Poseidon lot can be a right camel. Not kidding.
I don't care who it is.
Really, this sounds like several of my past relationships.
It was one-sided. And I...
Yeah.
Mortal, immortal, god, whatever. I am not being treated
very
like that by anyone.
Yeah.
Also, we killed a lot of people we know, sort of indirectly, if you think about it.
All the gods have killed a bunch of people we know indirectly.
Well, yeah, I suppose it affects me a bit more, you know, the whole sailing thing.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I mean, that's why I first did it. I mean, I miraculously survived a shipwreck and thought, oh, well, you know...
Yeah, found the gods, makes sense.
Yeah, so anyway.
You stand up for yourself, buddy. You do that.
Yeah, I mean...
Well done.
Yeah.
That's a very different journey to mine.
Yeah, well... That's it's individual, right? But now I actually do have faith, and it's not a faith in a god. It's
That's
a
valid.
Faith in, I don't know.
You seem a lot better off, Solf, and I'm really glad for that.
Yeah.
You're a bit more chill.
Yeah.
Is he?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
used to be a lot more...
Like, just more?
Yeah, but the first time...
A bit more intense.
First time we met, you tried to court-martial me.
I didn't try, I succeeded.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I mean, not entirely.
You got me court-martialed. Got off. Weren't executed.
Hey, what happens with the higher-ups? Not my concern.
Look, water under the bridge.
Just saying, I did succeed.
I don't like that you were so proud of that.
You were wily.
I was just gone. Anyway, that's the thing. I don't know. Yeah.
I think at some point in this week, I would really appreciate just like a rundown in order of the events, because this is a patchwork quilt that I am enjoying trying to re-sew into essentially a rug of rags of story, if you understand my giblets.
You're re-engineering something.
Yes.
Reverse.
I am reverse engineering the story. Now, I'm pretty sure that you and you sell... basically retells the entire party story completely wrong. In which, obviously, Bertie doesn't feature or
because no one's talked about him.
Because no one has talked about him. But, like, Zolf leaves the group because of a bad relationship.
Not wrong.
And, yeah, but, like, and, like, you spend a lot of time in queue, but, like, solving puzzles. Like, solving a murder, maybe? Because someone seems to have gone missing.
I keep trying and failing to interrupt.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I want to correct you. But it's so much funnier if you end up telling the entire story.
About halfway through, Carter sort of loses track of what the original point was and starts giving suggestions for plot improvements.
Yeah. And Sel takes them at face value as the truth. Yeah.
At some point,
also,
I will...
Also, you keep talking about someone called Sasha but have given very few details.
Ooh.
So...
At some point, I will jump in and probably tell you the entire story. I will mention Q, I won't focus on it. I will run through everything that took us to Paris and everything that happened in Paris.
Will you now actually mention Bertie?
And I will definitely mention Bertie and Sasha. And I will, because I think, to at least from Hammond's perspective, all the Mr. Ceiling stuff is super relevant.
Yep.
So he'll give quite a lot of detail about that. And then probably not a lot of detail about Prague.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not the zombie fighting and the Kafka bit, but he'll mention it quickly because he's like, well... And, you know, he's still emotionally quite, you know, because of Bertie dying and Aziza dying.
So, one thing, actually. When you get to Mr. Ceiling, I just go, oh, shoot! And I'll run to my bag of holding, which has Showin's brain in it.
Ah!
That we just kind of forgot about.
I didn't forget about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an isolation as isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Well, the isolation is for making sure someone's infected or not. We know the brain is infected.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually hammer on the trap door. Be like, Wild!
Eventually, Wild comes. He doesn't open the door.
Yeah.
Opens to a cloud of BO.
What? We've got Showin's brain. And I kind of didn't mention
what?
It. Yeah, so...
Why?
Because he's still alive. Ish, sort
what?
Of. Okay, so...
He removed his own brain and put it into an independent...
How'd you remove your own brain?
By being a mad alchemist.
Hey!
What? You ain't removed your own brain.
I know, but one day I might be able to.
Lovely. Oh, I've got to take a break there. I've got to take a break there.
And welcome back. So you were mouthing off, I believe, about brains and alchemists and thereof.
Yeah, I rest my case exactly at what Sel just said.
Aww.
So also, he borrowed a bunch of technology from Francois Henri, who created the thing under Paris.
Stop.
The trapdoor opens. Wild tries to come down. It's quite full. Show me the brain.
Okay. You realise if we do that, you have to isolate yourself.
Why?
Okay, half of the brain is infected with...
He goes up the stairs and immediately closes the trapdoor.
Yeah, well, exactly. I don't know why you came down in the first place. Half the brain has been infected. I think, like, Shoin got in contact with... Hang on a minute.
One of the people that came to attack him in the, like, one of his dungeon crawler folks went and they were infected, and so when he blasted them, that infected him.
Have you still got the diary?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Out. Oh, actually tries to open the bag of holding. Can't. Gets a bit... And then steps into the non-magical field, elbowing someone in the face.
Can I?
Can we give it... Right.
Go crazy.
Okay.
I mean, don't. It's a very enclosed space.
Open the slot. There's got to be something to give food down or stuff.
Why?
Got Showin's diary. Do you want to read it? Maybe has the entire explanation of what happened in it. Or not. I can just... I mean, it's in Japanese, so I guess Sel can read it to you.
How about I read it to everyone? That'll pass the time.
Hold on to it. Don't read it out.
Oh, right. I'll hand it back to you.
Forgot I had that. Cheers. It's these romance novels, I nearly got to the end of all of them, so...
Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh.
I will kick another bit of wall and pull out yet more Harrison Campbell.
You know what? Great as they are. Sel is clearly being diplomatic. They're reading them because that's the only thing. Like, great as they are, this set of really complex engineering proposals might just relax my brain a little bit compared to all of that, like, sticky human stuff. So...
Well, I mean, there's...
I'll take the sticky human stuff.
All right, well, there you go. I'll hand you a box of Harrison Campbell.
Well, I really should finish the story. So after Paris... cover Prague, skim...
Oh, so that's where I left.
Oh, right,
so I'm
yeah.
out of it now.
I'm really sorry about your sister, buddy.
Thank you, yeah, it was difficult. It feels simultaneously ages ago and last week. And weirdly, that is an accurate thing as well.
Yeah, time travel will do that.
Yeah.
You want to tell me anything about her? Do you get to talk about her much? That's really sad.
I would like that, thank you, but I'm trying to focus for
back
now.
To the story, yes. Yeah.
So, then I'll go into the bit where we met Newton, because the other thing that is relevant is Liliana's research.
Mm.
And then I'll talk about Damascus and all the factories there, and that's when we noticed things were going wrong. And then... I'll probably do, again, quite a brief bit on Rome and how
skipped
we got
Cairo.
Trapped there.
You did skip Cairo. Most important thing happened.
You met Carter.
Yes.
I was this close to an F-bomb at you just then.
So, yeah.
The most important thing is you met Azu.
Yes. So I will...
Hey, hasn't even met Grizzop yet. We're through Prague, through all of that.
Look, I'm doing it all in character.
This, by the way, is more or less the dynamic of the storytelling.
Yes, no, I won't have actually skipped Cairo, but also there's not... Like, I won't go into huge detail because not a lot of what happened in Cairo is directly relevant...
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
...to what is going on now.
So you say that, but Sel asks pointed questions about the weather.
No, yeah, that's worth discussing. And yeah, and then I'll talk about how we ended up in Rome and...
So there was a whole pyramid there and you didn't rob it?
I know! Wait, no!
I mean, I got further than you did.
Yes, yeah, but you weren't allowed to.
You still got a spike in you, as you deserve.
I got mildly spiked.
Very spiked.
I got mildly spiked.
So why didn't you?
Well, we felt it was more important to move on with the mission and investigate the things going on in Damascus.
That's fair enough. Where are you at on the simulacrum, by the way?
Oh, well, so in Damascus...
Might be worth keeping that a little bit quiet till the week's done.
I mean, anyone who... Oh, yeah, maybe. We don't know if the blue vein, if they're gestalt or not.
Oh,
what
yeah.
do you mean?
Well, they might be able to communicate based sort of telepathically.
There's rumours like that
if one thing knows it, they all know it.
Yeah.
Maybe none of us should talk at all. Like, even with the emotion stuff, you're just giving people levers, right? Right? If people know about your relationships, they can use that.
Carter stands up. Now, I know I'm not the most popular person here, but I do have a solution to this problem.
Hmm.
I suppose it'd be too much to ask everyone to close their eyes for a second.
Yes.
Yes.
He starts going into the anti-magic field and pushing his way past people, and he's trying to get to a corner of the room, and it's all a bit awkward. None of you saw this. He pulls out a length of wire and starts feeding it into a corner brick, tugs, and then the brick pops out just a tiny little bit. And then he pulls it out and starts pulling bottle after bottle of booze. Like, easily 10 bottles. He then pulls out a wrapped pack which clearly has daggers and things in it, and puts that to a side. Pulls out a few more. All in all, he's able to get, like, round to about 12 bottles and a pack. Puts the pack back and then puts the brick back.
Why would anyone need that many knives?
Why would you have that in here?
Is this what you call emergency rations?
I didn't say the word emergency rations. I said bug out bag.
Your bug out bag is a bunch of knives and 20 bottles of booze.
Yours what kind of booze is it?
This. This, Helen, is the right question. Quite the selection. All of which, to Hamid's... Hamid, do you have knowledge history or knowledge and ability?
No.
Oh. I do.
Oh, which one?
Knowledge alchemy.
I think both.
I've got knowledge and ability.
Hamid just has taste.
Yeah, I got both.
Anyone who has knowledge and ability or knowledge history, please roll.
What do you want me to roll on?
Which is higher?
Oh, the same. Yeah, I've got Japanese history.
I will just flavour it as both.
Fine. Okay. Oh, well, yeah. Or I could just roll irrelevantly. 12.
Wine!
Yep.
That's 15.
14.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. No one's really... Not connoisseurs, that's fine. The bottles look really posh. There are, amongst other things, a couple of halfling wines. There's some human ales. There's appears to be what sell you haven't seen in a enormously long time, some elvish mead.
Whoa.
That stuff's impossible to get hold of. And then a couple of bottles of what appears to be like orcish whiskey or something similar, and then what appear to be a couple of like more mundane like stouts and things like that.
Did you steal these?
Yes. Right.
Carter's mouth opens. Carter's mouth closes.
Right, I'm having that. I grab a bottle of stout.
If we're all worried about, you know, what was the word? Gestalt stuff? It follows that if we all get absolutely smashed...
We won't be worried anymore.
That, also, all of they'd be smashed as well, right?
That, okay, well, that makes no bloody sense.
I think it does.
But I don't care. And I crack the bottle open on a wall.
Azu pulls the cork out of the orcish whiskey with her teeth.
Sel takes...
She aims the cork at Carter.
Oh, he gave me the... Oh, man.
Yeah, but she's got the whiskey now.
Carter's just like, takes the other orcish whiskey and goes back to his corner spot.
Well, I'm going to go over to Carter and be like, hey, thanks. Maybe, look, come up and chat. Just don't do, you know...
Carter hears.
All of that.
Turns dead eyes... Azu, and takes a very large swig of a booze that's not fit for human consumption.
I would say be careful, but...
He drinks again.
Okay, I mean, giving yourself alcohol poisoning to prove a point is not the smartest thing.
He drinks again.
Okay, fine.
Well, we've got healing.
I'm not responsible. Yeah, suppose so.
Sel takes the elvish mead and stares at it for a while, like, that. Begin to open it and then like almost seem frozen. Like, it's where did you get this?
You recognize that it's genuine American made mead.
Where did you get this?
Carter just looks at you. Around? What? He's already, by the way, well into the bag because that stuff works quick and yeah, he is not a heavy man.
As he whispers, I'll ask him later when he's more drunk. I bet
he'll tell you the whole story. More drunk?
If he drinks the rest of that, he will.
Dead eyes, and just again, I'm going to accelerate time by 15 minutes.
Hamid has had a couple of sips of the halfling wine.
Oh. Carter is a mess, but a very happy mess.
Is he doing a song?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is Barnes doing?
What is Barnes doing? What's the pirate lad doing?
Barnes... I'm going to artificially inject a rum, because there should be a rum.
Yeah.
Barnes has got the rum and seems to be reading the room and seems to be loosening up just a little bit. Mm. Not full, like, way, but he's, you know what?
Skip forward another 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
What? Everyone's going, what?
For Helen's benefit, he's sort of crouched fairly comfortably on the stairs, you know, shirt unnecessarily open, and he...
Oh, my God, he's Jeff Goldblum posing.
You got it! Yeah! That's exactly what I'm going for! I'm so proud of you! Yes! That's exactly what we're channeling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Alex, you know me so well.
You know what? I like to think I pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who says Alex doesn't give us nice things?
Carter at this point, by the way, is There you go. That's the official noise.
Sel actually puts the elvish mead away into their bag of holding, like very gently and carefully, and then starts on the human stout.
So, right, look, I'd done a lot of talking about myself. Know about Amid.
For change.
Yeah, all right. That's the whole point.
Oh, you're talking about the fact that you talk about yourself. It's just like when you ask other people to talk and then you don't talk.
Finish your sentence. I'm listening.
So what about you What about you two? What's your deals? Right? If you want to talk, no pressure, obviously, but, you know, if you want to... We're sharing, so if there's anything you want to share or, you know...
Did they push you down a pit?
You?
No.
I have no idea.
No one pushed you in a pit.
Oh, yeah.
You fell. I have fallen over before.
How?
I'm quite big.
Like, oh. Car is not the conversation.
Okay, what would you like to, what kind of thing?
Just whatever.
Where did you grow up?
Yeah.
Oh, Kenya in the mountains on a farm.
What mountain?
We didn't really have a name for it. It's just, because, so the settlement there has been there for as long as anyone can remember, so it's just... the village.
How long can people remember?
Hundreds of years.
That's well old.
Yeah.
But so what made you decide to join up with, you know, Aphrodite lot? I've had shipwreck, not death, but what about you? Did you...
There was a travelling paladin who came by, and then Aphrodite gave me a dream.
Oh, right.
And then I went with her.
So you just sort of chose?
No. I believe that she chose me because she came to me in my dream.
Yeah, but you actually chose. You could...
Well, you chose to act on it.
Yeah, it's
a mutual choice. She chose you, but you chose to respond to that.
Because you could have chosen to tell her to go do one.
I could have, but why would I?
No, but that's what I mean. If that's what you think, then you made that choice, right? So you chose.
It was the right choice.
Good. I'm glad you... Yeah, good.
I've never regretted it.
Good. Sorry.
You know, it wasn't easy all the time, but...
Is it like a camel in the pants?
No, the opposite. It was something that I very much wanted.
Like a camel in your shirt.
That's not something you want either.
Oh.
It's like...
Car falls over.
Like a camel in your camel stable.
I'll put a pillow under Carter's head.
He's gone.
Yeah.
But I'll look really sulky about it.
It's been a long time. Well, for me, a long time.
How long is a long time? How long have you been doing the old Aphrodite thing?
Oh, 3 years.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Well, not enjoying it, but I'm glad you're still sure of what you didn't have done.
I'm sure of Aphrodite. She is the one thing I'm sure about.
Zog gives you two thumbs up.
Oh,
wobbly thumbs.
Cute. So.
Yep. Hi.
How did you learn alchemy?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Hang on, is this... I mean, this might be really rude, so don't answer, but how old are you?
I don't think you should ask. I asked someone how old he was once, and it didn't go well. I think it's rude.
Basic civility, yeah?
No, what, I just... I'm asking... I've asked Sel, and if they want to answer, they can. If they don't, they don't.
No, I don't mind at all. It's just sometimes I lose count. I think if I add things up, around 97.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I thought you were going to say, like, 900 or something.
No, I mean, it's one of those strange things. I was the first... I'm the oldest half-elf that I know.
How many half-elves do you know?
Not any at the moment. I did know a few back in the town, but they left.
They were in Japan too.
No, this is before long before that. Back in America.
Right. What's America like?
Oh, lovely! Really?
What does it look like? Is there?
It's a country, solid, three dimensional, four dimensional, really, as it moves through time as well, but only at the same pace that we do. So you
takes
know,
in
you
more
can't
trade
really...
than it gives out, mostly.
It what?
Takes in more trade than it gives out, for the most part. At least my experience.
Everything you just shipping and navies and stuff, isn't it, Barnes?
Do you want some whiskey?
Are there megafauna there? I heard there were megafauna in America.
Yeah, some really enormous fauna.
gigantic. Some of it friendly, some of it not. The complicated thing, of course, is how you decide to live with the megafauna and live with the, you know, the trading. So, I mean, there was a town. My dad was a merchant. He was a sailor, and he met my mother in the town, and then more and more people settled there. And though yes, we had to defend ourselves from the large fauna, the very large and the gigantic and the mega fauna, and and then trade cut off, and the defenses failed, and it wasn't a town anymore.
Yeah.
Oh right.
I'm sorry, Sal. So it must have been really difficult.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, towns don't last forever. And, yeah, those are things, you know? I've seen a lot of towns since. Some of them have been around for a long time.
Yeah, you said you travelled all over the place.
Some of them not anymore. I mean, I tended to go where there was trouble, so...
Mm.
So some of them...
Hear that? We accidentally crashed the world's economy.
What?
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 Mr. Seelin. You know,
you're not listening.
Paris and Brains.
Oh.
Running all the banks, so we turned it off, and then all the banks crashed. Because everyone had put their banks in a brain machine.
I mean, they didn't crash as such. It's just it lost a lot of administrative information and could no longer coordinate things.
All the messaging shut down.
All over the world quite so quickly.
Well, at least you're in North Africa. I don't know what else was being controlled by Mr. Seelin. Mm.
I think money is overrated.
Agreed.
We don't need it, but people
want it.
That.
I mean, it's a pretty useful system for administrating trade.
Yeah.
What, a bank?
Well, money, you know.
Why can't
general.
You just give the person a thing and then they can give you something back?
I mean, well, that works on a smaller scale, but in large scale transactions across.
Do it more.
But international boundaries. And see, a bank, it really generates wealth because the bank doesn't have to have all the money that it lends out to people. It only needs a fraction. And that
so you're saying it's fake money?
Yeah, somehow, right? The bank doesn't need to have all the money, yet it also always seems to end up there, am I right?
Hmm.
Example, hands up people who have multiple houses.
But in a sense,
not finished. Hands up people who are directly responsible, or at least like their family is, for the administration of that wealth.
Well, just for the audio format, because we've all got too far into it.
It's all mad. I got totally sucked into that.
Hamid raised his hand both times and no one else did.
Sorry. I genuinely forgot for a second.
No. I think everyone, you probably all picked up on that, because, you know, but just to be clear, it wasn't Carter, wasn't like, wah, or anything like that. So,
I mean, I did speak as well.
No surprises. No surprises states from Azu.
Oh,
actually.
All right, then. So, last one, then. Hands up people who ended up doing incredibly dangerous work and watching all of their friends die and stuff.
Oh, me.
By choice.
No.
Instead of necessity.
Azu also raises her hand.
Well, I suppose I did. Yeah, no, I did choose. Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at their hands, extremely confused. Like,
what
do you mean
by choice versus necessity?
Very, very. I
didn't choose for them to go, obviously.
I joined the Navy, although I guess I saw.
I mean, I chose to go adventuring, but it's not like I had many other choices at that point.
You had all the choices.
Well, not exactly.
I mean. Let's be honest.
My family had cut me off.
What? Fine. Whatever.
So you would have been...
Fine.
Homeless and...
Well, no, because they'd bought me the flat as a present already.
Right.
Hang on, though, right? Like, I know it's nice and it's easy, but look, I'll kind of... vaguely point out. Look, he's trying, right? Like, it's not...
I know where he's trying. I'm very proud of him.
Oh, well, yeah, but then... But everyone, like, Barnes, just leave off, all right?
Yeah.
Fine.
You know, we've all done stuff we, you know, not proud of. And
we all have regrets. I'm sure you've got things you might not want to talk about.
Barnes goes further up the stairs, so he's less in the eyeline of everyone in the room.
Hey, look, here's a thing, all right? I ain't ever told anyone, reason I joined the Navy is because I killed my brother.
Solf.
What?
Okay, buddy, that is quite a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a hesitancy there. Was he evil?
No, not at all. Just wanted to be a miner like my family was. And then, you know the ring, right, Ahmed?
Yeah.
This ring. He was wearing it because older brother, right, and dad wanted him to sort of pick up the family business. It wanted me to be part of family business, but I didn't. Mining sucks. It's so boring.
And it's underground.
Yeah, and I was down there and I was working with Farron, and then I was bored, so I was mucking about and I kicked a, you know, post and...
So that's not killing him.
No, but I didn't need... Look, mines are dangerous, and they're dangerous places, and I didn't follow the rules, and so someone got killed, and it was my fault. And that's that. And that's that. And I'm, as I said, I can't undo that. But this is what I'm saying, you can't always...
Hamid goes over to Zolf and offers him a hug.
I'll take him into a hug, but keep talking. But like, as you were saying, you can't save... you know, Sash and Grizz up on that. And like, yeah, sure, like, things happen. You don't...
Well, I still haven't given up on that. We still don't know exactly what happened to them.
Oh, Ahmed.
I mean, maybe. Sure, look, fine. But, okay, we don't know where they... Anyway, but what I'm saying is, you made mistakes and stuff happened and you can't always just be forever blaming yourself. I mean, I do blame myself, obviously, because I did it, but I've come
then
to
maybe
terms. No, I've come to terms with that. Because it was like, it's not, there's nothing ambiguous. It was my fault and I did it. And that was cause and effect. I kicked the thing and it fell down and I knew I shouldn't have done that because you kicked the thing and then it caused a cave in and then Farron...
Mr. Smith, it does sound like whoever... designed that mine did not put enough fail safes in.
So that were my dad and me and my brother and my mother.
So that's a shared responsibility.
That's not entirely your fault.
I get that.
Looks off.
I get that. I get that.
Do you?
Yes. No, I do. Like, I spent so long running away from that, and like, I joined the Navy. I became a pirate. Became a cleric. Became a mercenary.
That is a lot of jobs.
Stop being a mercenary. Stop being a cleric of Poseidon. Became a cleric of... I don't know. Hope? What comes next? I don't know. I ain't really called it anything, but I just kind of am that. And I think that's the point, right? I know I've come to terms with it because I'm a cleric of what I am. And no god is giving me power to do... this, and I'll just searing light up into the ceiling.
Wait, are you in the cell?
No.
Good.
No.
Then it works.
I feel like we're all raised along the corridor.
Yeah, so that's 5d8 damage to the roof.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh no!
No, cell is in the cell. Cell is in the hammock is along the thing.
Okay, okay, no, you're okay. Yeah. You are okay, but you haven't hit adamantine... grating, you've hit stone and a chunk of it comes down.
I mean, that's hard, yeah.
Just be careful!
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Hits Carter, who wakes up.
Sorry, you know, you're alright. You're alright. Is he in the cell?
No.
Okay,
no,
I'll just...
He's underneath where you are,
I'll
presumably.
Just, no, wait, I've got... No, shut up, I've got this. Channel positive energy.
Interesting. Affects everyone outside,
yeah,
but
just
not inside.
It'll just stop at the cell. So, yeah.
Ikes! What are we doing?
My bad. Nothing. Go back
to sleep.
I want to go back to sleep. You go back to sleep.
Anyway, I'm too drunk now. But I've done the thing where I've said the thing, so someone else say something.
I took part in a much more serious accident, and I bear some responsibility for that, but it had an even worse outcome, and I've had to come to terms with it, and I have to accept the share of the responsibility that was my fault, but you also have to look at the bigger picture and see that you weren't solely responsible and you can't bear that either.
But this is the point, right? Just because I'm saying it... But yeah, no, that's the thing, right? Like, I know. And that's okay. And it happened, and... That happened, and then you can't... You know, let yourself be paralysed because of what you did. You got to just keep going, because... You can always make a difference in a good way. Like, you can, you know? So this is it. This is me saying, like, He's okay.
A friend of mine told me if you keep trying, that's what matters.
If you keep trying, eventually you'll get out.
I get sort of.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, you folks, you can be extremely wordy, and that's coming from me, but I think, you know, this I've been thinking and I think I'll stick around and help.
That's wonderful.
That's such good news, Sal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're all right.
We should celebrate.
Despite this episode of time in which there have been a lot of bottles consumed in a setting which I find extremely annoying and do all the time in whatever media form exists in, but I, despite this bottle episode, I think, you know, I think I should get back out there.
Yeah. It's only
another 6 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we should save some of this.
Oh,
I've got more questions, but perhaps I'll leave them until everyone's sober
tomorrow.
That's
fine. I'll just break into the second stash.
Oh, my God.
Carter, I knew you were all right for something.
I think I might end the episode. Oh, God. I never thought I'd lose party members to booze.
You and your bottle episode pun.
I'm so glad that someone picked up on that. I thought it was going to go unnoticed.
Yep. No, because I hate bottle episodes.
Completely over my head. I love bottle episodes.
This is great. Right, I'm gonna call an end to it there. Having spent an entire bottle day episode.
A bottle day episode.
I'm probably not going to do
drunk.
Six more bottle day episodes.
No.
Just as an FYI.
I mean, they could be a Patreon bonus.
Oh, God.
Also, everyone got Zolf's backstory, finally. So,
yay!
Now, and you didn't die.
Yeah, now just Grizz up to... Oh, wait.
Oh!
Bye, all.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Kenna Malone, Meg Simmons, James, Megan Green, Talbot Elfgrunge, Julia Meshbaum, Chuck Lamming, Sarah Burke, Icas, Serena Jensen, Vivox, Brinanza, Darth Nexus, Tiny Demon Dragon, Avery Brakel, Philip Keeley, Darcy M, Maria Blowers, Kellen, Cats 2019 was a pretty good movie. Allegra Rosenberg, Rachel Berger, Eleanor May Langston, Ren Valadin, Sarah Puyani, Ashley Crutchfield, Space Arby's, Annie Nate Schindler, Lana Elise, Emily Rose, Rebecca B, Piper, Trinity, Evan Lucas, Elwids, June W, Kaylee T, Saren Ray's Best Hope, Erin Yost, Corbett, Erebus Adora, Senna Redtail, I, Lorelei Millund, Matthias Elliott, Natasha Thompson, Dr. Tea Time, Mariana Bitterman, Sarah Norris, Rachel Gould. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone,
wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.